on March 21, 2006, National Polygamy Advocate Mark Henkel was on Court TV Morning Radio with Vinny Politan on Sirius 110.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Good. It's Mark from Court TV Morning. But who else is calling you so early, right?
That's correct.
All right. Good stuff. Good stuff. You're going to be on with Vinny Politan in about 2 minutes.
Okay.
And we appreciate you coming on very much.
Super.
Thank you. Hang on. With you, too.
All righty. Thanks.
You're listening to Court TV Morning with Vinny Politan.
That's a voice I'd know anywhere.
Only on Sirius 110.
When a woman has to say what's on her mind, even though she knows how much it's gonna hurt. Before I say another...
Welcome back to Court TV Morning on Sirius 110. I'm Vinny Politan. The number here is 877-629-4614. We're talking about polygamy. And there's a movement, a pretty loud movement in this country, about 50,000 strong, of polygamists who are now saying, you know what? You're talking about making gay marriage legal. How about us? Why shouldn't polygamy be legal as well? So there's a real movement in this country. There's actual court cases that are now pending in federal court, an appeal, dealing with this issue of polygamy and whether or not it should be legal, because it's still illegal right now in 50 states. You're not allowed to get married to more than one person against the law. They want to change it, though. And joining us on the phone now is Mark Henkel, who is the founder of TruthBearer.org. He's a national polygamy advocate. Mark, thank you so much for waking up really early to speak with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
All right, Mark, for people who are saying, come on, this is insane, tell me why polygamy should be legal. What's the argument?
Well, it's not that we're after legalization, but rather decriminalization. And frankly, the fact is that constitutionally the government has no authority defining marriage. So anti-polygamy is actually what taught the homosexuals that they should pursue the biological impossibility of same-sex marriage. So what we're saying is get government out of it where it never should have been in the first place, and then you never would have had this monster of the biological impossibility of same-sex marriage to begin with.
So, on the one hand, so you're a proponent of gay marriage also?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
But the same principle...
No, it's not the same principle.
Okay,
it's the exact
the
opposite.
To me.
It's true conservatism. True conservatism is the position of limited government. You will not find the word in marriage, of marriage, in the Constitution anywhere. It has no basis for being there. But conservatives pretending to be conservatives, actually being liberal, use big government liberalism to have government redefine marriage to say that polygamy is not marriage, when it's more historic than anti-polygamy. It's been in the Bible back to Genesis. So the point is that they use big government liberalism to define a doctrine that the Constitution never gave government in the first place, and then that created this monster called government marriage, that marriage is somehow defined by government when government
it's defined
has...
defined as one man and one woman.
No, no.
We're speaking with Mark Henkel, who's the founder of TruthBearer.org. He's an advocate for polygamy. And we're here on Court TV Morning, Sirius 110. If you want to talk about this issue, because this could be a real big hot-button issue, 877-629-4614 is our number here in the studio. Mark, people look at it and say, you know what, is this polygamy? Is it just for men? Because historically, the way we've seen it, the way it's been presented to us, is that it's one man with a whole bunch of women. Are you advocating just that, or it could be the other way around, where a woman could have five husbands?
What we're saying is government has no authority to decide either way.
Oh, so either one is okay.
It's free market economics. And just because you have the freedom to make $500 million doesn't mean everybody's going to.
Okay. All right, there's a new program on HBO called Big Love, and this is one of the reasons a lot of people are talking about this issue. And it's one of the reasons we're talking about this issue, because the show's pretty popular, follows up The Sopranos. Have you seen the show?
Yes, I have.
All right, this is a show involving a polygamist, a guy who has three wives, children from all three separate houses. First of all, tell me, how realistic is this show, Big Love, that we're watching?
Well, first, it's a stereotype of Mormon polygamy, not separating differences of evangelical Christian polygamy, Muslim polygamy, or another form. So it falls into the stereotype. However,
How about the issues of one man with three wives and all these children?
Well, the way you apply your relationship approach is different based on the background. So in this particular Mormon case, it is good that they are showing that the compound ideas are completely offensive even to normal polygamists, and that these particular Mormon polygamists, they've it does show that the ridiculous fantasy that people try to make believe that it's all about sex and the fantasy, if anything, this shows that it's a pain in the neck, and you really got to be able to understand and nurture women. It's not, there's no sexual fantasy out of it. It makes it a pain in the neck, really.
Yeah, but the bottom line, if you're a polygamist and you've got three wives, you've got four wives, it's a different woman every night. Is that the reality? Is that the way it takes place? I mean, are you sleep with a polygamist? Sleep with a different woman each night and sort of rotate them through.
That is a decision that every individual family makes on their own, just as normal families make their own decisions. It's not a monolithic situation. It's not a everything has to always be the same way. Polygamy is a neutral word. You have to look at the adjective that modifies it. Is the adjective Mormon? Then you've got Mormon reasons the way they apply it. Is it Christian? Well, then that modifies the word polygamy, and you've got a different paradigm of nurturing and caring for women. There are different adjectives.
Is there any limit on the number of wives or the number of husbands that someone could have?
The issue isn't about limit. The limitation is based on the dynamics of the relationship. If you have consenting, intelligent women in an adult situation that has none of the ridiculous things of underage and all that, then whatever the family themselves are going to choose, the idea that there's some arbitrary number or ridiculousness, again, is free market economics.
And how about the kids? I mean, how do the kids do it? It's tough enough being a child, but doesn't it get a little confusing?
Well, actually, see, that's the paradigm again. Christian polygamy is realizing that we're in a culture of abandoned single moms over and over and over. And now we're talking about real men that want to stand up instead of this culture of dumbed-down males with baby daddies and marriage-phobic men. These are men who care about children and want to stand up and be there and truly are committed to marriage and being there. And so now children are able to be raised by women that do want to be, say, one mother wants to work, another one wants to stay home and raise the children. The children are now being raised by people that love them instead of low-paid strangers while the single abandoned mom works like a hamster in the wheel just to pay for daycare.
Right. We're speaking with Mark Henkel. He's the founder of TruthBearer.org. He's a national polygamy advocate, and he joins us here on Court TV Morning on Sirius 110. I'm Vinny Politan. If you want to join the conversation and talk about polygamy, and the number is 877-629-4614. So how much progress have you guys made in terms of turning around opinions, changing stereotypes and filing lawsuits and speaking with politicians? Have you made any progress? I mean, is there any hope for the future for the polygamists out there that someday, somewhere, it's going to be decriminalized?
Well, totally, especially given the fact that...
You really think it's going to happen?
Oh, totally. Contrary to... because basically the problem is the idea of the biological impossibility of same-sex marriage is the result of using big government for marriage. Get government out of it altogether. True conservatives are realizing this.
So how many polygamists are out there right now? And we had a number about 50,000. Is that accurate?
Between that and 100,000 would be correct, yes. But there's also we're a polygamy rights movement of numerous supporters that also want this may not be practicing. And that's where we're in all the different churches, from Baptists to Pentecostals, realizing that, one, the Bible does not ever, ever call polygamy a sin. In fact, there's too many heroes that were polygamists.
Does the Bible advocate polygamy? Is there a passage in the Bible that says this is the way it should be? Or is it just silent on the issue?
It's neither... it's neither silent, nor is it saying, though, this is the way to be. Basically, it's be it no wife, one wife, or more than one wife. From a religious standpoint, it's only as God would call. And all the family, all the consenting adults would choose. So the point is that it's not some arbitrary number. It's free market economics, and it's about men being men who are committed to marriage in this society of marriage-phobic baby daddies.
Wow, that's a mouthful. Now, what's the biggest challenge? I mean, we're watching this on Big Love, and it might be stereotypes, but you know, they said they did research. The biggest challenge in being a polygamist, if you've got all these wives and all these children, what's the reality of it?
You've really got to be mature and understand women. It's just because you don't understand the depths of the intimate dynamics of more than one wife doesn't mean that it's not possible. It's just like a third grader just learned how to multiply, but they certainly don't know how to do algebra. And that's the same point. It's advanced maturity on a man's part to really understand women and nurture them and help each one to be what they want to be, not what he's dictating like some chest pounder, but to nurture and help them be and choose what they want to have for their lives.
All right, we're going to talk some more with Mark Henkel. He's the founder of TruthBearer.org and the national polygamy advocate. We want to know what you think about this issue. 877-629-4614. This guy's talking a mile a minute. He's got a lot of information for you. Give us a call. I want to know what you think. This is Court TV Morning on Sirius 110. I'm Vinny Politan. Oh,
929-4614 or email morningradio@courttv.com.
With Vinny Politan, only on Sirius 10.
Thanks for listening. This is Court TV Morning on Sirius 110. Our number 877-629-4614. I'm Vinny Politan, and we're still on the line with Mark Henkel, who's the founder of TruthBearer.org. He's a national polygamy advocate, and we're talking about polygamy. And there's a movement to legalize or decriminalize polygamy in this country. And we've got a caller on, Lawrence from North Carolina. Lawrence, good morning. Lawrence.
Yes.
Good morning. You want to talk about polygamy?
Yes.
Are you a polygamist?
No, no.
Do you know any polygamists?
No, I don't agree with that. I really don't. That caller that you had up there.
Are we still, Mark is still on the line with you.
Yes. You got, see, I don't understand what he's trying to say, first of all. Second of all, is smooth talkers like that convince a lot of people to persuade their way of going that way. Now, in the Bible, I don't know if he's a Christian or whatever, it doesn't really matter.
He's a Christian.
Christian evangelical.
In the Bible, he want to start quoting different scriptures out of the Bible to fit this situation. And it's not fair. Read the whole Bible.
Well, I'd be glad to, but I don't have time.
And all that stuff. God was against that.
Absolutely not. I'd be glad to.
How about polygamy? Does the Bible say anything about polygamy, Lawrence?
I've never seen it in the Bible where God really agreed to polygamy.
In 2 Samuel 12:8, God said he gave David his wife in 2 Samuel 12:8.
And we've got a battle of the Bible. We've got Lawrence from North Carolina. Thank you so much for calling, Lawrence, and listening to Sirius 110 this morning.
Danny.
Yeah.
I wish that you would have an all-day show.
We're going to work on
all
that.
Day.
We're going to work on that because the guy who runs Court TV, the big toe, the chief, the CEO is going to be in studio momentarily, and we're going to bring that up about why we only get 25 hours a week of Vinny Politan on Sirius 110. We need more.
We sure do. And okay. Talk about a lot of different other issues and stuff. So, I mean, if we have to vote about this, I'm pretty sure you will win.
All right. Lawrence, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate your time. You're listening to Sirius 110. I'm Vinny Politan. Is Mark Henkel still with us?
I certainly am.
Mark?
Yes.
Lawrence from North Carolina just said, you know what? He read the whole Bible, and it says no to gay marriage. It says no to polygamy.
He's wrong on the second part. And I could fill up the next 30 minutes showing you over and over and over. I know you don't. I know you don't. 2 Samuel 12:8, God said he gave David his wives. Jeremiah 3, God describes himself as a polygamist. Matthew 25, Jesus describes himself as a polygamist. Ezekiel 23, God describes himself as a polygamist. Moses wrote the first 5 books of the Bible, including Adam and Eve in one flesh, and Moses had 2 wives. All of these men had 2 wives, and not once were they ever called sinners, not once were they ever condemned.
Mark, do all polygamists speak that quickly?
Well, we have a lot of information we have to get out quickly. Within small periods of time.
Exactly. Well, Mark Henkel, we really appreciate your input, getting up really early this morning to give us your side of the story. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, you're listening to Court TV Morning on Sirius 110. Our number is 877-629-4614. And Jonesy, we've been talking about polygamy, Jonesy.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, what do you think the missus would think about it?
She's got a pretty open mind, but I don't think she'd like the idea. I think I'd be less into it than she is, actually.
No, I like about my missus. Right.
Oh, your missus.
My missus. You think my missus would be into it? What's the over-under on that?
I'd say it's 99-1 against.
All right, well, let's give her a call. Now, we're going to call my wife, Dolly. Get her on the line. Mark, can we get her on the line?
It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You look
at Hello, Dolly?
Dolly.
Hello, Dolly.
Yes. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you listening?
I'm trying to listen, yes.
All right. Now, you got to turn your radio down when I talk to you on the radio.
Okay. Oh, I turned it down. Right.
Okay. Now, we just had this Mark Henkel on, and he sounded very convincing. I mean, this guy had some good arguments about the Bible. The Bible says you should have more than one wife. What do you think?
I don't. I find that very hard to believe.
Well, so are you saying you're against it?
Hello, Mark.
I'm here.
All right. Thanks very much.
Sure.
Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Now, yeah. Bye-bye.
Mark Henkel is national polygamy advocate, presenting polygamy to the public since 1994. NationalPolygamyAdvocate.com.
The The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.